This is Neil Chayet looking at the law. If you're looking for a match made in heaven, watch out for problems here on earth. Subscribers to the popular dating service Match.com brought 6 separate lawsuits claiming that Match.com violated the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Specifically, they claimed they were induced to pay $40 a month for a dating service that failed to vet new profiles for authenticity, failed to remove inactive or duplicate profiles, did not accurately disclose the size of the member database, and failed to notify users of romantic matches that were in fact inactive profiles. In other words, the claims made by Match.com simply didn't match up. But the court decided there was no evidence of intent to defraud or deceive, and while these lapses may have constituted a breach of contract, there was no proof of fraud or deception. So breaking up is hard to do, and the court refused to strike Match.com, leaving subscribers still able to search for that one true flame. This is Neil Chayet looking at the law for CBS News, and for podcasts, go to lookingatthelaw.com.